Thanks, everybody, for joining us again today on Bridging the Gap. And one thing we have tried to do a little bit with this show, and we plan to do more of, is reaching out to employers within our community, people who actively put Powhatanians to work and put Powhatanians in careers, not just jobs, but careers where they can build forward within the structure of that employment and work toward becoming an integral part of a company and something that you can rely on for years to come. And one of the biggest employers we have here in Powell County, or employers of Powhatanians, is Evergreen Community Support. And a lot of you may not be familiar with Evergreen, but this is an entity that employs many, many Powhatanians and actually offers, beyond just a 9-to-5 job, a career opportunity to move up the ladder and to become part of the company. And joining us today is Tina Epperson. She works with Evergreen, and she's been there for quite some time. Tina, how long have you been there with Evergreen?
Actually, as of today, I've been there 6 years.
6 years, great. And Tina, tell us a little bit about Evergreen and what they do. What is the business of Evergreen?
Evergreen provides supports in a community setting to adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities through a specific Medicaid waiver. So basically, instead of having people who have intellectual disabilities in institutionalized settings, this would allow them to have fulfilling lives within their own communities.
Okay, and now this isn't just what people may think of like as a group home. This is an independent living kind of a structure.
Yes. The employees that we have are working with very specific plans of care to allow the participant to have to live their life to the highest possible level of independence that they have. They do live with roommates, but it's a group home is typically anywhere between 6 to 8 individuals, and in any of our homes we only have 3 at most.
Okay, and these are properties that you guys, how do you acquire these properties?
Sometimes we rent the properties, sometimes we lease the properties, some of the properties we own. It's just a whatever the situation is necessary at the time.
Okay, and you do have properties in Powell County?
We currently have 2, and we have 1 in Stanton and 1 in Clay City, and we're building a second one in Clay City from the ground up right now, which is very exciting. It should be a completely wheelchair accessible home, and that's pretty unusual for this type of facility, or for that type of home in this field.
And I would imagine those are pretty difficult to find on their own.
Yes, yes. If we do rent or lease, we have to work with the property owners to be able to make adjustments to the home and improvements to the home to where, if somebody requires a widened door frame for a wheelchair to go through, or potentially needing safety rails in the bathroom or things along those lines. With a completely accessible home, the counters are lowered so that they would actually be able to use their countertops and their stoves and things along those lines. So that's us being able to build that from the ground up has allowed us to really envision our own design as to what we would we would think would meet the needs for that participant.
And with these properties, I know that you do employ a lot of Powhatanians. And what do you look for in an employee in a potential hire?
We want employees to have a person first mentality. Obviously, the care that we provide to the clients are our utmost priority. They need to be able to have good reading and writing comprehension skills. But for the most part, as far as the work itself goes, the training process is typically about a month long. So we have people who have never been in the field before, never thought they would be in the field before, that have stumbled into this kind of line of work and have really found a passion with it that they really enjoy, and so and have made careers out of this. I don't think that there are many people in this field that have intended or have sought out to intentionally fire to do this kind of work, but those of us that have stayed with it for quite a while do it because we love the clientele that we work with.
And it's not just caretaking. I mean, there are events and there are opportunities beyond just ensuring that the person is safe and competent when they're in the, you know, when they're in their own home. I mean, you guys have projects, and tell us a little bit about things like that.
We have one of our departments that we have is called our day programs, and we have we really wanted to have a different vision for day programs. We wanted a smaller environment. We didn't want it to be as many people as possible in one room and just trying to have everybody doing the same thing. We really want to kind of personalize the care. So one of the things that we've been able to do is have two smaller, pretty typical day programs, but on a smaller level, so it's more personable. We have one of those in Winchester, and actually the one that we started with is here in Stanton. And then we have a different vision all the way around, and we have what we call our farm, and it's actually on the Powell County and Clark County line and out on Highway 15. And there we use, we have several different types of animals that we use as therapeutic resources for the participants to for calming or for that they're able to work with and actually learn a skill and a trade and taking care of some of the animals. They have gardens there. They do lots of different things with the farmers markets in Clark County, and I think we've even talked about bringing that on down to Powell County as well. That's been a The farm is very successful in that means, and we've done some modifications to that, and we still envision more modifications to make it more accessible. It's kind of difficult with it being a farm to have wheelchairs be able to go all through the terrain, and so we've talked about having concrete paths and things along those lines for them to be able to, for people who use wheelchairs to be able to participate in those activities as well.
Well, and you mentioned the idea of learning a trade and developing skills, and how important is that part of the program?
That's actually a pretty standard in both of the Stanton Day Program and the Winchester Day Program. And then as another service, we've started offering, probably within the last couple of months, we've started offering supported employment, which is allows the person to have a one-on-one job coach for them to work with employers to be able to learn a trade or learn skills necessary to be able to have a job in the community. And so that's actually a benefit to the employer because you're actually getting two employees for the price of one.
Sure.
So.
Well, and beyond just employment for Powell Countyans, I know that you guys actually assist a lot of Powell County residents as far as the program itself. And if someone was interested in or believe they may qualify for the program, how would they go about approaching that?
There's a couple of different ways. It's a very detailed process, and there is a waiting list at the state level for acquiring that type of waiver. They can always call our office and talk to either myself or Theresia Barnes or Matt Williams. He's our program director. Theresia Barnes is our case manager liaison and would be able to work with them if they don't have an existing case manager. A lot of times if they do not have a waiver yet, they're not going to have those built-in supports. So sometimes just guiding people in the right direction. One of the things that I have found over the course of my career in this field is that a lot of times people are having to seek out information as opposed to really having it out there and available for everybody. And parents who have children who have disabilities have really struggled in this area to find those resources that they need. And so we've always, once they have the waiver, that opens them up. They could choose us as a provider or any other provider, but we usually try to help anybody that would come along just so that they have that information and access to that information. So if it's not something that we can directly help you with, we can at least get you in the right direction.
So for people who may think that that's something that they may qualify for, they can reach out to your office and get
more
started down the path.
Absolutely.
Great.
Absolutely.
Now, walk us through sort of a typical day. If I worked for Evergreen, what I'm sure there's a lot that goes on beyond what you would just expect.
Right. But. Well, the main thing is that we have we're kind of broke down into several different departments. So there's a lot of potential for growth in that. Our frontline employees are what we call direct support professionals. they're kind of our unsung heroes and not really recognized nearly enough as they should be, just in general, in the field itself. But they definitely are heroes in as far as that goes because of the work that they do on a regular basis. They are the ones who are, it may be that they are, if they're working in a home setting, they're assisting with cooking meals, they're helping the participants with their medications, and they may be assisting people to the doctor, they may be helping them get ready to take a taxi to go to the day program, something along those lines. If they're working with them in the day program, they may be going through and working on skills necessary for job development. A lot of times we have to, you know, everything starts with a single step. And so a lot of times when we start thinking about job skills, you know, a lot of people want to rush into interview processes and, you know, how to fill out an application, when we may have to scale that back just a little bit. And it may be how to write their name and how to fill out that information and learning that knowledge there. And that may be stuff that they work on those day programs. It may be how to properly answer a phone. It may be a specific job or a specific skill that they're trying to work toward. And then that, you know, once that they're done, their day programs are typically Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. And then they come back into to their home from 4 p.m. until midnight, and then midnight to 8. And then we staff 24 hours on the weekend.
Well, and we talked a lot about how these kinds of things work as far as outside of just the homes and the caretaking within the homes. And how does your organization help facilitate bringing people out into the community?
So a couple of weekends ago, we had Aegis is a company in Winchester that provides physical therapy, and they had a walk there in Winchester. And so we have a lot of our participants who use Aegis services, and they come out and they volunteer for those things. We've had some of the participants and staff have helped participate in other volunteer activities for a long time. They would volunteer it as far as picking up and keeping clean Stanton City Park, and they've done some things with cleanup at Clay City Park. We're looking at different collaborations with the Lazarus Foundation, with the takeout point for the canoes, and we've talked with Evergreen, and they've been willing to do some help as those projects come full circle. The main thing is that we want the clients to be able to have a fulfilled life, and whether that means, that does mean them being part of their community.
Sure.
That means whether it be volunteer work or employment or just going and hanging out at Music in the Park and listening to music, that those are all things that they have greatly enjoyed. Fair Week for Powell County is also a very big week for Evergreen, and we've worked with Lions Club a couple of different years now, and a lot of our clients have been able to come and participate with different things going on, whether it be the Greasy Pig or the Demolition Derby, and those are things that they greatly enjoy. And a lot of times it's very difficult to coordinate all of those. It doesn't just take one person. So a lot of it is outreach with the community and working with the community and doing those kind of things. But even just outside from that, we want to be able to provide them opportunities for them to do anything that you or I would do. And within that, so for instance, this year we've had our employees have taken participants on vacations to Virginia Beach, to Myrtle Beach. We just had somebody come back Saturday from a week-long trip to Nashville, and they got to go to the Grand Ole Opry and different things along those lines. And we have, you know, it's really about what their interests are and things along those lines. And so with that people first mentality that we want our employees to have, it really does make a difference in making sure that they are able to meet the needs of the clients and be able to really enrich their life all around.
Well, and honestly, it sounds like a great place to work with a lot of opportunity. And if someone wanted to, maybe who's just hearing about this for the first time, if they were interested in getting involved, how would they go about contacting?
They can always call our office, which is 859-385 4106.
And Tina, thank you for joining us today. We really appreciate it. And we'll be back again tomorrow with more Bridging the Gap. Thanks, everybody. I'm Corey Graham, and it's been great to spend the morning with you.